Om Shanti. August 2019, Saturday. Slogan: the pen with which you can draw your line of elevated fortune is your elevated acts. Therefore, create as much fortune as you want. By saying this fortune is the pen, and this pen is the elevated actions. This fortune has been compared to many things, at least 8 things. They often say line of fortune, pen of fortune, star of fortune, sun of fortune, the door of fortune, the wheel of fortune, tilak of fortune, and suhag of fortune. So fortune, bhagya, has been compared to so many things. Here Baba is saying, the pen with which you can draw your line of elevated fortune is your elevated acts. So fortune has been compared to a line. So when Baba says fortune is a line, he wants our line to remain undivided. He wants our line to remain imperishable. This line should not get divided, ripped at places. It should remain one continuous line. So when he says line, it means continuation. When he talks about pen, he wants us to write our life with this pen as much as you want. You create your own fortune, means the pen is in your hand. You decide how much to write, what to write. Everything depends upon you. When he says star, he wants this star to keep on shining all the time. So fortune is like a star. Often Baba says that Baba has come down today and he is looking at the star of your fortune. Some stars are shining very brightly, some are not. Some are twinkling, some are shining brightly, and some have become very much dim and there is no shine. So he has compared this with star. Sometimes he compares with sun. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, when somebody sees you, he should see that the star, the sun of fortune is coming. They should have that experience. So sun, fortune has been compared with sun. So the rays of the sun should keep on radiating all the time, uninterrupted, unobstructed by any cloud. Then fortune has been compared to door. When you come in Gyan, the door of your fortune has opened, Dwar. The gates of your fortune have opened. Fortune has been compared with a wheel, Chakra. The fortune wheel keeps on moving and moving and moving. Fortune has been compared with Tilak. You have been given the Tilak of fortune by the bestower of fortune. Fortune has been compared with Suhag, what the married women wear. So that indicates their elevated fortune. So there are 8 analogies, 8 similarities, 8 comparisons, 8 metaphors which are used for fortune. Today, Baba has said the fortune is a line. And if you want to draw this line, you need pen. And what is that pen? Elevated actions. So now there are different words. One is karma, action. Another is kriya. You can say act. another is behavior. The dictionary often says that behavior is something very much similar to actions. But the books of psychology and the books of social sciences talk about the difference of behavior and action. What is the difference? How behavior is different from actions. Behavior means act, and action means no act. Expression of action. That is not behavior. What is the difference between behavior and action? Behavior is automatic, reflexive. Actions are intentional. Actions are purposeful. Actions are meaningful. A person catching a cold, a person throwing a ball, that's an action. A person catching a cold is not an action, it is something which is done to him. So there are subtle differences in so many things, but for study purpose they are taken as same. But still, one must remember, behavior, as per the behavioral sciences and psychology and social sciences, behaviorals are reflexive, automatic, and actions are intentional, purposeful, purposive. So there is a subtle difference between them. Now coming to today's slogan, Baba is talking about actions. So tell me, on what things actions depend? Actions, what are the factors on which actions depend? When Baba is saying elevated actions, actually elevated action is not the effort. Elevated action is the result of something that should go on. Somebody says, today I will do elevated action, today I will do elevated action, today I will do elevated action. It will not work. Actions are the result. Actions are the parinam. Actions are the aftermath of something. It is the result. It is the result. Before actions, beyond action, beneath action, at the basis of action, the foundation of action is something else. So what are those factors on which our actions depend? We should work on those things, then automatically our actions would become elevated, Shrestha. We don't have to work on actions at all. The actions would become lofty on their own if we work on certain things. So what are they? First is thoughts. Thoughts. Work on thoughts. Lower thoughts, lower actions. Inferior thoughts, inferior actions. Negative thoughts, negative actions. Waste thoughts, wasteful actions. Wandering thoughts, wandering actions. Disturbed thoughts, disturbed action. So everything depends on thought. If the thoughts are elevated, if the thoughts are positive, if the thoughts are lofty, if the thoughts are higher, if the thoughts are of higher consciousness, automatically actions would become higher. You don't have to work on actions. How much you will think throughout the day, what I have to do, what I have not to do. You don't have to think on what I have to do and what I have not to do. You have to think on what I have to think. Thoughts will generate action. So the first thing is thought. Second, emotions and feelings. Bhavana. When the bhavana is elevated, when the elevated emotions are there, a person is not very intelligent, but he has the feeling of doing some service for the yajna. We see the illiterate, unlettered mothers who come here in Pandabhavan. They have very elevated thoughts. They have not understood knowledge. If you ask them, how many births are there in Copper Age? They will get confused. Probably they do not know. If you ask them some complicated question, probably they will get confounded and they will not know. But look at their bhavana, their feelings, their emotions. They have that feeling of surrender for the yajna. And with that feeling, with that emotion, with that intention, they come here. And they serve and they stay in spite of the fact that they had to suffer so much also. They don't have money if they fall sick. We see in our hospital so many mothers come and they don't have money. They have only limited amount, and that too they have preserved for going back by train. Only that much money they have, that's it. And they come here only for serving. They do not have any other purpose. So their feelings are very elevated, their bhavana is very elevated, and because of that elevated feelings, bhavana and emotions, whatever they do is included as a charitable act, as punya, as elevated actions. So the actions are preceded by emotions. So that is second. Third?
Samadhi.
Okay, awareness. So actions are preceded, or depends on your smriti. With what awareness you move around, with what thoughts, with what memories, with what awareness you have. So actions depend on that. Fourth, that is included in thoughts. Thoughts depends on what? We are not talking about, we are not talking about elevated actions. We are talking just about actions. Actions depend upon belief system. What is your belief system? What are the values? In which background you are grown up? If suppose a person is grown up in a background where there is a belief system that to kill others is a good thing, so his actions would be like that. For example, one of the English authors has written about his journey in some of the areas of India where people would enjoy killing people. Some aboriginal, some adivasi, they hide in ambush, and whenever any vehicle go, they shoot arrows, the poisoned arrows. And when somebody dies, they enjoy. So that is the belief system they are taught right from the childhood. If you want to become a good archer, you keep on shooting people. They are least worried whether the person is dying or not. If a person dies, they enjoy. It doesn't matter. So that is the belief system they are brought up with. So for them, killing others is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a sort of practice. And they enjoy that today I killed. And when they miss, they feel sorrow. So that is the belief system they are brought up with. A person is brought in a Hindu family. He is taught, these people are bad. This people, for example, if somebody is brought up in a Christian family or Muslim family, so right from the childhood he is taught that idol worship is a bad thing. So he grows up, and when he sees temples around, he is intolerant. That's what has happened in the history. Whenever a Muslim traveler has come and he saw these are temples, because that is against their religion, because they are brought up in a different belief system, and that's why they couldn't stand, and that's why so many temples were demolished by them. When Muhammad Ghaznavi in 1024 AD entered the temple of Somnath, there were 50,000 devotees inside the temple, and he entered with his army of 5,000 people, and each of the 50,000 devotees were killed, and he looted, plundered the entire temple. And Baba mentions him so many times. So killing 50,000 people is an act of charity. It's good, because these people are going against God, because they have erected temples where God, Allah, says he doesn't have any image. They have to follow him. Allah means he has no father and he has no children, and they are considering him as father. So how is it? It's going against Quran. The Quran mentions in Surah number 112 four qualities about God. Any person, if he calls him God, as per the chapter 112 of Quran, that person should have that. He is the highest, he is incomparable. He doesn't have any son, or he is not the son of anybody. If you consider him as a father, it's blasphemy. So that goes against their belief system. So their actions, when Omar Khalif reached the library of Alexandria. There were more than he had a sword and Quran in hand. He said, accept the religion to the librarian. He refused. So the entire library was, accept this Quran or you will be killed. And the library was burnt, and the library kept on burning for next 6 months. It had every book about every literature, every culture. But their belief system was that. So they say they are justified. So whatever we do, that depends on the belief system. So in whatever background, childhood we have grown up, that determines so many of our actions. And the belief system differs. For example, if you go to Africa, there the propped up lips are considered beautiful. While in India, they are not considered beautiful. If you go to China, the small eyes are, the females with smaller eyes are, they are the most beautiful. But in India, they are not beautiful. In some of the countries, the black persons, they are considered beautiful. But in India, fair people are considered beautiful. So, this is a belief system. For them, that is right. For us, this is right. So, depends upon actions, depend upon belief system. Fifth, intentions or motivation. What is goading our actions? What is the stimulus, the fillip of the actions? That depends. Example, sometimes people do wrong actions for good reasons. Sometimes people do good actions for wrong reasons. Example, intentions and actions. Okay, so they want to grab the limelight. So when there is a desire for name, fame and glory behind the service, the intention is not good. But the work they are doing, that's okay. So that also, so intention is behind the actions. For example, there was a poor villager, simpleton, very poor, unlettered. And when he heard that it is the Satan, Shaitan, who is responsible for creating so much sorrow in the world, he takes out his axe and he goes out to kill the Satan. And he meets the Satan on the way. And the Satan is terrified. What? He says, are you the Satan? He says, yes, I am. Are you responsible for sorrow in the world? He says, yes. He says, I am going to kill you. Because in our language, Maya or Ravan, in that language, Satan they call. So are you responsible for sorrow in the world? The Satan says, yes. So I am going to kill you. Be ready. The Satan says, please forgive me this time. I will pay you handsome money. The payment will come to your house every month. Please, please forgive me. Please spare me. And I am going to pay you. Every month you will receive some payment, some coins. So the villager thinks, oh, my family is poor and they are hungry. So he accepts the offer. So he goes home. Next 3 months, regular payment comes from Maya Ravan or the Saturn. But the 4th month, the payment doesn't come. So he is angry. So he takes out his sword, his axe again, and goes out to kill that Saturn. And he meets that Saturn on the way. But this time Saturn is more powerful. And he says, why did not you pay me the 4th month? He says, last time I was afraid of you, not because of your ex, but because of your honesty. This time you are about to kill me because of your greed, not for the sake of humanity. Last time you had come to kill me for the sake of humanity, but this time you have come to kill me for your own greed. So I am not afraid of you. So there were 2 actions. The first time he went for the sake of humanity. The intention was very good. The next time he went because he is not receiving money. So the intention was different. So actions depend upon intentions. Then Sixth, actions depend upon motivation. What is motivating us? On that actions depend. So these are a few factors. First we said thought, then emotions, then belief system, then awareness, then intentions, and sixth, motivation. So these are the few things on which actions depend. Now, coming to the elevated actions. What are elevated actions? One more thing about actions. Actions depend upon drishti and vritti. If it is a positive, then the actions would be positive. So there are seven factors on which actions depend. Okay, now elevated actions. When all those seven things are elevated, actions would become elevated. But still, elevated actions means all those actions which are done in soul consciousness. All those actions which are done in soul consciousness. Second, all those actions which are done in supreme soul consciousness means remembrance of God. And then all those actions which are done on Srimad. And all those actions which are selfless. And all those actions which are done in the spirit of surrender. So these five S should be there for elevated actions. They should be on Srimad, they should be a sense of surrender, they should be selfless, and they should be on soul conscious state, they should be supreme soul consciousness. When these things are there, actions are elevated. Then, when actions are done in the spirit of Trikal Darshi, thinking of all the three aspects of time, actions become elevated. When you act in this way, actions are elevated. Then, when there is a sense of instrument, Nimitta Bhav, that time actions are elevated. Then, when you are detached from the actions, or detached from the result of the action, that time actions are elevated. And when you are detached observer, Sakshi, that time actions are elevated. Then, when you are tirelessly working, actions are elevated. And then, when you are accurately working with total awareness, that time actions are elevated. So total awareness should be there. Few days back there was a Murli where Baba used the word sun. There were three words. One was sun, another was gum, and third was behosh. Your actions should not be like this. Unconscious, lost, again unconscious. Behosh and sun are little bit similar, delirium. So just as Baba used these three words, that these three words should not be there in yoga. Also these three words should not be there in actions. So there should not be sun, you should not be gum, and you should not be behosh. There were a Murli line recently. With in the first paragraph, these three words were used in three different ways. So in actions also, you should be conscious. If somebody is sleepy and doing something, actions cannot become elevated. And when you are concentrated, then the actions are elevated. You are focused, concentrated. That time actions are elevated. For elevated actions, so many things are needed. So, Bhagya is what? Line. So if the fortune is a line, it should be undivided. If fortune is the pen, keep on writing it. If fortune is the star, it should be shining. If fortune is the sun, it should shine all the time. If fortune is tilak, it should remain all the time with you. If fortune is suhag, it should never get washed up by anything. If fortune is a wheel, it should keep on moving and moving in the right direction. If fortune is the door, dwar, it should remain open. The door of fortune should not get closed. So Bhagya is compared with six things. So fortune is compared with all of these things. So everything should remain Om Shanti.